From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. International climate talks extended. Negotiators from more than 190 countries face at least one more day in trying to reach a climate deal. The talks ran past their Friday deadline, as Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told reporters on Friday that negotiations were nearing the end of the road and that he was optimistic for an agreement. Fabius spoke alongside United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described the talks as extremely difficult.
This is not the moment of talking about national perspectives. Good global solution will help good local solution.
Much of Friday's negotiations took place behind closed doors. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is now supporting a leading Western-backed opposition group in joint operations with Syrian troops against Islamic State militants. At a meeting with his top defense ministry officials, President Putin said for the first time, Russia provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting the Syrian army. If confirmed, this would represent a major policy shift for Russia, which has been accused by the U.S.-led coalition of striking moderate rebels in efforts to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad instead of bombing Islamic State targets. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital today were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. 21 attackers were captured along with some arms and explosives. The government has not declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News. A bomb